We believe that we've saved so far $1.6 billion.
Commerce Secretary Gary Locke speaking to reporters at the National Press Club about the good news surrounding the savings from the 2010 census. Locke says as things stand now, the census will come in on schedule and 22% under the originally projected budget, despite strong misgivings that date to before the days when he was the governor of Washington State and the 2010 census was considered a federal program in deep trouble.
In 2009, the Commerce Department's own Inspector General, as well as the Government Accountability Office, ranked the 2010 census as one of the federal government's programs most likely to fail. That did not happen. In fact, the 2010 census achieved a mailback response rate of 22%, which defied the predictions of the experts, matched the 2000 response rate, and we believe that when all the numbers are finally crunched, may actually exceed the 2000 response rate. And this 72% mailback response reversed a decade-long decline in mailback response.
First of all, I'm proud of Dr. Groves as well as the entire Census Bureau staff for running such an efficient, well-oiled census.
We got those words of praise on Capitol Hill from William Lacy Clay, Democrat from Missouri. He chairs the House Information Policy, Census, and National Archives Subcommittee, a branch of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, and the House panel with direct oversight over the census. Like Secretary Locke, Clay remembers the dark days in 2007 and 2008 when IT woes forecast rough seas ahead for the decennial population count.
And let's face it, the census did start off in a rough place, especially with the debacle of the handheld and having to go back to paper and hire these additional enumerators. But it also tells you that with the support of the Congress, then the people at the Commerce Department and the Census Bureau can do an efficient job of counting Americans every decade, every 10 years. And that's the key there, is to make sure we give them the resources necessary to accurately count the American people.
Is it too soon for lessons learned, Congressman, or have you had a chance to talk to the Secretary so far and the Director of the Census to see what their thoughts are about how things have gone and how things are going to go? There's still a couple of months of work to go.
Well, and so I don't want to get in the way of that. As the committee with oversight responsibilities over the census, I want them to complete their task first. And then there'll be plenty of time for us to do an assessment of best practices for future census, especially getting ready for 2020 census.
Elsewhere on Capitol Hill, reaction to the news of the $1.6 billion savings from the census varied along party lines. Clay's colleague on the House Oversight Committee, Republican Daryl Issa from California, who is also the panel's ranking member, issued a press release debunking the claimed savings, claiming instead that the census ran $3 billion over budget, and called it, quote, smoke and mirrors budget gimmickry. On the Senate side, Democrat Tom Carper, whose Senate subcommittee oversees the census, issued a statement congratulating Groves on the return of $1.6 billion to the Treasury and trumpeting his bill to streamline management of the 2020 census. Connecticut Independent Democrat Joe Lieberman, chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, issued his own press release praising the news, saying, a little bit of luck, hard work by census employees, and the cooperation of people who mailed back their forms means this massive undertaking has come in under budget, a pleasant surprise, unquote. Meanwhile, the work of the 2010 census continues. Director Robert Groves says, with the non-response follow-up complete, the census is doing what can best be described as quality control, with staffers now performing a task called the coverage measurement operation.
That is a very large, highest quality survey we can possibly do. The purpose of the survey is to estimate how good the census is. It is a sample of about 187,000 housing units around the country. interviewers are going to start knocking on those doors. You have about a 1 in 700 chance of having your house in that sample. So not very many houses are going to be in the sample. The interviewers are going to look different, too, than our enumerators. So we should alert the public that when the enumerators for the coverage measurement task knock on the door, they'll have a laptop computer. They'll have a black census bag, but it's not going to look like the decennial census bag. They'll have a badge, and they're going to ask in-depth questions to make sure they know whether we have counted that house correctly in the census. They are checking the census in a real way. The results of this work will be ready not until 2012.
Grove says the Census Bureau will spend the rest of fall doing even more double-checking and quality assurance of the information gathered for the 2010 census. On Capitol Hill, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.